The Brazos Valley World War II home front singers are part of the dedication of a statue honoring Rosie the Riveter.
Rosie at work on the B-19. She's never twittering, nervous or jittery. Rosie the Riveter.
Three local chapters of the Daughters of the American Revolution raised $35,000 for the statue. Keynote speaker was the National DAR President, Lynn Forney Young, who lives in Milam County.
They built and tested airplanes. Some even ferried airplanes from Avenger Field in Sweetwater, Texas. Women in uniform took office and clerical jobs in the armed forces in order to free the men to fight. They drove trucks, repaired airplanes. They worked as laboratory technicians. They rigged parachutes, served as radio operators, analyzed photographs, flew military aircraft across the country, test flew newly repaired planes, and even trained anti-aircraft gunners by acting as flying targets.
Rosie's the first statue of a woman at the memorial, but not the last, according to the president of the memorial's board of directors. Retired General Randy House says plans are underway for representatives of Women's Air Force Service Pilots, or WASPs, along with nurses. House also recognized six women who worked as real-life Rosies during World War II, including a local woman who turned 97 who worked at what was the Bryan Air Force Base, which is now the site of the Texas A&M Systems Relis campus. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.